Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right. What's up? It is Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Avian.
And I'm JoJo.
JoJo's here with us. Yay. You're friends with L'Oreal, but unfortunately L'Oreal's not here, so.
I know.
It's but fun. We had to have you on because we've been watching Love & Hip Hop Miami.
Right.
Yeah. We've been watching about the drama unfold.
I haven't been watching it, so I hope you guys have been enjoying it.
Are you like the villain this season, you feel like?
Yeah, I feel like that's what it's looking. I went from being like the superhero to like the villain all in 1 year. That's
I have
crazy.
To be honest, I'm like 2 episodes behind because I watch it on DVR when I have TV time. So I'm not all the way caught up on what's going on. But yeah.
They're trying to make me look bad.
Yeah. I appreciate that because you know you my girl. So.
Yeah. But I feel like when people that follow me, people that know me, they know how I am.
People
like
you on Lip Service last time a lot.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's also the way they edit the show too, right? That makes you.
It's so much to it. Like people don't understand. It's so many ignorant people that really think like you're going about your life and cameras just follow you and it doesn't work.
No.
Right.
Like, you know, stuff is written out. Yeah. Like they tell you to do something. You don't know what you're doing. Then they edit it. You know, there's a bunch of different shit.
What was the most surprising thing to you that happened this season that you didn't expect?
I had a rough season, so I'm like
it could be anything.
Every week I was like, God damn, like the way the producer set the stuff up. Because, you know, when you're filming, you don't know what everybody else is filming. So if the producer comes, tells me like, yo, we're going to do this. I'm like, cool. So I'm doing it and I leave. That's it. And so when you sit down and you watch it, the way they piece it together and edit it together, I was like, damn, y'all was plotting on me the whole time.
They create their own narrative.
Mm-hmm. You were also dating Pleasure P.
Bruh, listen.
She's like,
it was one date. Dating and going
like
on
y'all
one date.
Dating.
I know, but like I said, it's reality TV.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you weren't at all like attracted to him or you
don't see
that going anywhere?
No, Pleasure's not really my type. I love him though as a person. He's a great friend. Like
I'm happy to hear that because I was like, not Pleasure. Like you don't seem like you said, he's not your type.
Right.
And nothing against Pleasure because, you know, he's cool and all. But when I saw that they was saying that y'all was together, I was like,
it wasn't a match. Right.
Like I ain't buy it.
Then so you was speaking with other girls that it wasn't Pleasure for real.
Yeah, but you know, it just everything sometimes has to make sense on TV. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? So, you know, I took one for the team. It was cool. We went on a date. If it wasn't for Love & Hip Hop, I would have never gone on a date with P. Right. But at the end of the day, he's a great person. So, you know, I don't give a fuck.
You said he's not your type. So what is your type?
I like the complete opposite. Like, you know, he's like just such a sweetheart and...
You want to get
like bad boys?
She like
I want to be treated
listen,
badly.
She like him from Opa-locka.
I like my real rough.
But how rough? What's
here's my
she like him from the pork and beans.
I know. Listen,
you gotta grow out of this.
I said I was gonna grow out of it last time.
Yeah, you did say that.
I tried. Did. You see, I tried with pleasure. It didn't work
you
out.
You like them from the pork and beans.
You don't want pleasure. You want pain.
Honestly, right now, it's like, I can't find nobody that I like.
But do you think that makes you judgmental to certain guys? Because you're already going in with the perception of, I like bad guys. I like, you know, I like it rough. So if you see a guy that's too sweet, you might kind of be like,
I mean, it's not even that. Like, for example, right? If I go on a date with a guy, let's give Pleasure P as an example.
Okay.
Let's say something goes down. Right? I need to make sure you can protect me.
You don't think Pleasure P can protect you?
No.
He be doing them body rolls.
And I need to make sure that, you know what I'm saying? Damn. I can be protected. Like, if something goes down, like, you can fight.
He could probably fight.
No.
You know, like, he was going to have to defend yourself.
And it happens all the time. Every time there's an argument or whatever, he's not going to, like, you know what I mean? He kind of just like, all right. Like,
he wanted to be more aggressive.
Yeah. Hmm. I think any girl would want their guy to defend them. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah.
So now let's just say there's a situation going on and you're fighting somebody, a girl. Should your man step in or what's he supposed to do?
Break the fight. Break, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, break the fight. You don't just stand there.
He can't like put his hands on anybody.
Right. Not, but you can, you know, grab the other girl, grab me, do something.
Because even grabbing somebody.
Don't grab me.
Like, oh, no, he didn't put his hands on her. Grab her.
Do something though.
Yeah, break it up for sure.
Break it up.
Yeah.
Try to avoid it from happening.
Listen, I had a situation when I was younger and my ex-boyfriend, his baby mom like broke my windshield, right? But I was upstairs and so we came running downstairs. I heard the alarm and she tried to come running at me with like a broom.
A broom?
And he kind of grabbed her and she got him arrested. He didn't
for that.
Do nothing to her, but he grabbed her. And when the cops came, she was like, he put his hands on me. He threw me on all this stuff. And he ended up getting arrested. And then
but
he had a warrant.
But did they see your windshield?
Yeah, but she got arrested too. They both got arrested. But because she said that he did that, they both ended up getting arrested.
Because all
but
it takes he is for
ended
you
up
to make
having
the
a warrant. And then
they don't have
he
to
gave
have
a fake
proof.
Name. And then she was like, no, his real name is da-da-da-da-da. And he had a warrant. So he ended up going to jail for like 3 months.
Wow. But why would he give a fake name knowing that she was already being petty?
Right.
And she was going to
out him.
Well,
I don't think that he knew she would hear
what his name was.
Mm-hmm. Right. Then his mom came too. And she was like, he lying, lock him up, his name. Oh, it was crazy. Shit.
The mom?
Yes.
Oh, God.
But anyway, my whole point was, sometimes things backfire, like, you know, for guys, because anything that they do when, and I get it, your instinct should definitely be to protect your woman, mm-hmm. no matter what.
Listen, even if my ex, I remember it was an incident in the mall. He was like, I don't give a fuck. I'll slap a bitch for my girl. That's the type of shit I like. You know what I'm saying?
JoJo. Yeah. No.
But then you'll feel terrible if she pressed charges against him. And the next thing you know, he's a domestic.
If he really knocked her out?
No, I understand. Listen, I get it. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying that's what I like. I like what I like.
You like what you like, girl.
Yeah, so to go from that to that, to go from that to like a pleasure, I just couldn't do it.
And you was beefing too much with other girls. You don't want all that drama.
Right. Exactly.
Or do you? No.
No, I don't.
But what comes with like bad boys and guys
like
that's a little rough around the edges. You got to deal with all that.
I feel like it's any guy though. Like that's how I feel. Cause I see regular guys like doing all types of shit to their girls too.
We want you to just have a nice guy, basically, is what we're saying
here. I know, okay, guys. I mean, hook me up with somebody. God damn it. Who?
We're in Wall Street area right now.
We got to bring the dating game back on the
show. We
got
to get you Gigi's glasses like Gigi's and then get you out here.
Somebody like that. I need my own dating show.
She needs a financial advisor.
Here you go.
For the love of JoJo.
She probably going to pick the most
ratchet
guy.
I know. We'll be like, oh my God, this didn't work out as we planned it. What kind of guys do you like, Avian? Since we're talking about it.
I don't know. I feel like my type in the past has changed. Like, you know how sometimes you say you have a type and you go date somebody that's kind of not really your type. But to kind of keep it simple, I like a guy that's tall.
Well, you're tall.
I like a guy that's tall, sexy, like smells good, keeps himself clean, is definitely doing something
cleanliness
with his
life. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yeah. Has his nails clean. You know what I mean? Smells good.
Dirty nails will give you an infection in the cooch.
Exactly.
Girl. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wash your hands.
I think it's just the little things. A guy that could be a gentleman, a guy that could definitely protect me and make me feel like I'm safe around him. He's not a pussy. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, hey, Candy. Yeah.
Candy's here.
Hey. I should come and have a seat, Candy.
So what was y'all talking? Yes, please. Thank you.
Oh, we're talking about JoJo because she likes rough.
guys, and we're trying to make her grow out of that.
Since last year, they've been trying. I did try. You know, this season I tried to date somebody that was the opposite.
Mm-hmm. She dated Pleasure P for a second.
Yeah, for like one day.
For one day.
They went on a date.
A date.
For one day. Okay, so why was it only one day?
He's too nice.
Soft.
That's why.
Soft.
So what do they normally be doing?
Feminine-ish. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, what did you expect him on the first date?
I just thought he was a nice guy.
He
was too nice. It's feminine. A problem.
Mm-hmm. He was too nice.
No, you know, the outfit, like, for me, I don't like guys that wear crystals and all that shit. You know, like, when the crystals come in, and it was just too much. Like, yeah, from the crystals, you know.
He had, like, a stage outfit. I have on crystals.
Yeah, but you're a female.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You know, I'd rather a guy wear, like, a plain freaking jogging suit than, like, the crystals and the boots and all that.
You probably like him to just wear a wife beater and go out like that.
I would rather. If it's crystals to a wife beater, I'll take the wife. What would you take?
Over the crystals, I would take the wife beater. But
are they real crystals or
Swarovski crystals? Candy, did you ever go through that phase? Because I feel like it's a phase. Like the bad guy phase.
Yeah. When you say bad, like,
you know, like the roughneck phase. Like, I like guys that fight all the time.
Yeah. I mean,
troublemaker.
They didn't try to fight me though.
No,
just making sure we weren't talking about that type of role. Yeah, of course. I mean, I think we all like dudes like that. They got an edge to them.
Right. I'm trying to tell her, like, I just need somebody that I feel like can protect me. Like, if something happens, I want my dude to be able to, like, stand up for himself.
Right.
And I just felt like, you know, with somebody like that, it just, you know, I felt like I was going to fight for him. Like,
because his crystals was going to be shining.
Right.
You know
what
if he's very small, but he knows karate?
That's karate. Weird though. Yeah, don't pull out the karate you. When we out.
I'm done. I don't know.
That's not gonna get me wet if you come out chopping, trying to chop somebody.
I hope y'all have seen some of these movies. All right, well, Candy, welcome. And we know you have a lot going on right now. We were just talking about it. Like, how do you do everything that you're doing? You have a new EP that you're working on.
Oh yeah, I'm working on it right now.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the tour that you're doing.
Yes, Welcome to the Dungeon.
Yes,
I went to the party. That shit was dope.
Oh yeah,
To the party.
We did it back in October, and now I'm turning it into a whole tour.
Then you have three restaurants.
Yeah,
I do. Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on.
And you're married, and a baby.
Yeah.
And good. And do you still have your boutique?
Yeah, I still have my store.
I used to shop
there
when I lived in Atlanta.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
you said trying to add more
babies.
That's
a lot.
Yeah, because we have a surrogate. Yeah. And we're working on that. Yeah.
That's it. I saw that episode when she was like, well, if you want to try to do it, nope. Not like that.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-mm. We did it though. Scientific way, I guess.
All right. So, you know, me and you had something in common because there was a rumor about me that I had a sex slave in the basement.
Are you serious?
Yes. Did y'all see that? They have put it on Baller Alert.
Real lying.
So you know how they used to do those anonymous emails the sex stories?
Yeah.
So somebody was like, you know, I'm Angela's sex slave and she keeps me in the basement.
That's so weird.
They wanted to be your sex slave.
Exactly.
In the basement.
That's I was like, okay. They really.
That's deep.
I think sometimes people be going way too far with some of these like
that's
rumors
so weird.
They try to start. It's crazy.
Then I was like, okay, me and Candy both got a dungeon.
Hey, man. But you know what? At first I was like all angry about it. But then, you know, after I thought about it, I was like,
embrace it.
Turn it into a coin, you know? Yeah. But and then if I'm going to make a dungeon, it's going to be the best damn dungeon you've ever seen.
That's what I'm talking about. My sex slaves don't really want all that glitz and glamour, though. There's no bathroom down there.
When you had it in Atlanta, though, when I tell you it was the talk of town, like everybody in the mall was like trying to get the shit. Like, she shut down the city doing everybody
and
went to
the
shit.
Tickets sold out really fast, too, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And it's crazy because it's like I didn't know if everybody was going to dress up and, you know, because it's supposed to be one of those situations, I guess, kind of like Coachella where everybody has to dress up and wear the crazy outfits. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, damn near everybody in the place had on a dungeon outfit.
Like, yeah, I wasn't trying to do too much. I was like a little. When I got there, people was going all out.
You was like, I'm underdressed.
Yeah. You know, I had a coat over. I had the lingerie. And I had the coat over.
When you were like, let me take this off.
Right. Yeah, I was like, okay.
Okay, it's safe. It's safe. Right. It's safe.
Yeah.
So everybody had our like lingerie.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Like, Fashion Nova lingerie.
People had whips and leather and
exactly.
Masks. I mean, I wasn't everything. There. I just saw it from, you know, online and for on the show.
But. Like some girls, they probably had on like nipple covers with a mink coat or, you know, just like. Like going all out for it. I mean, there were some guys, obviously, you know,
guys jeans and white beaters, the guys in JoJo.
No,
right.
They more so were like tried to do like the Hugh Hefner with the smoking. Yeah. But and it was people with full mask on, and it was
that shit was lit.
And the crazy thing about it was that a lot of people really didn't even know what it was or what to expect.
Yeah,
like it was a big question mark of I don't know what this is, but it's about to be crazy, and I got to be there.
So this was the whole tour is gonna be like starting in May.
Yeah, basically we doing 12 cities. And so basically the same thing I did in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I'm just taking it to different cities. It's going to be extremely, we taking it to pushing the limits as far as we can push it. You know what I mean? Without getting arrested.
Yeah, you said you held back a little bit.
Girl, we need to do this at hedonism.
Is that why they take the phone to the front?
Yeah.
I was like, don't take my phone.
I have a company that takes everybody. Well,
they put it in the bag.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if people come,
you
some
be
people
comfortable.
Don't want, yeah, they don't want everybody to come online. Sense.
I was mad because I couldn't get my selfie in. I was like,
you gotta do it outside.
Yeah.
They should probably have a selfie area out front.
Yeah.
And then you close the bag and go in.
Yeah, I have like a photo booth if people want to take
that.
Yeah.
Email it.
But like I'm gonna take celebrity guests and we're gonna like do our thing, and then it's like some erotic, you know, performers, and it's very like sexual. It's like at first when it starts it's a big ass party,
right?
And then we have like a variety show, so maybe I might do something with dances, but everybody's barely clothed.
So how is that for the men? Cause you got a ton of men in there and then women that are barely clothed. Like, is there a dick?
They were loving
dick
it.
They should have the dick sock on.
There was a lot of gay boys in there.
It was a mixture. I mean? It was a lot of straight men too. Because it was couples. Yeah, up in
it was really dark in there. I could barely see.
I felt like it was
sexy.
It was everybody that you know. It was no type of like set crowd, you know what I mean? Everybody was in there. So it was just, which I thought was cool because I was like, how many places do you normally go where it's not like, oh, it's only this type of person or this type of person? Everybody was
in
there.
That's good.
And everybody was having fun. I think it was. I heard it was somebody that
it might be some dungeon babies.
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
it might be some dungeon babies.
I'm sure there's a lot of men that walk around there with their dicks hard.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Some guys seeing that on themselves.
We had the grapefruit lady there. She'd be giving oral sex instructions, you know.
It was, I thought you would say she would give oral sex.
Right. No, she wasn't giving oral sex.
That would have been crazy.
She was giving people lessons on how they're supposed to do it.
With the grapefruit.
Do you remember the first time you learned how to perform oral sex?
Yeah.
Because I learned how to do it from reading a magazine article.
From a magazine?
Really?
Yes.
I learned Kassim. From watching porn.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you good at it the first time?
I don't think I was good at it the first time, but you know, you watch a couple more and then be like,
you
okay,
get
practice.
It.
And then
you
practice makes perfect.
Right. And your friends tell you some
little tips here and there. Right?
I feel like I was born to do it.
At first time I ever did it, I didn't know what I was doing. I told you, I scraped his whole dick up.
Ouch.
I know he showered like,
That thing really is, how long did it take you to get good at it?
But then I read the article. That's what really helped me, is I read an article. Have you ever had a guy be terrible at oral?
Hell yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys definitely have to be like coached through that.
Yeah.
I had to teach a guy a time or two.
Me too. I had this dude, he was like gnawing on my shit. Like,
how?
Yeah.
I was like, bro, why are you doing on my shit?
Like, don't
why
bite.
Are you doing my shit?
But apparently some girls like that when they nibble with their teeth.
I don't
like that.
I think it also depends on how aggressive, right? Like if you feel like you bite in my clit, it's like, all right.
And some guys think when you tense up, you like it, but you really like tense
trying to go away. Yeah. You know, right. I had it told him, and I think I did him a service because I've heard since then that he's like a bum at it. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I helped him out.
But men do that too, right? Like they'll tell you a little less teeth or, yeah.
Has anybody ever?
I've never had a guy tell me like,
I feel like
oh, your
guys
teeth aren't
let you rock.
Yeah, I've never had
like,
a guy
suck it. I don't care if it hurts.
You think so?
I feel because I don't think I've ever had a guy tell me like you're doing it wrong. He didn't even tell me.
Mm-mm. But I feel like you would know if you scraping him too hard with your teeth. No,
I'm just saying the first time I did that.
Yeah, the first time.
Of course.
Time,
so she had no idea.
He said something to you?
No.
So how you know you scraped it?
Because when I learned how to do it, I realized my mouth was dry as shit.
Oh, he probably didn't even know how to get his dick sucked.
He should have broke up with me. But I didn't know how to do it. And look, I was still a virgin, and so I wouldn't have sex with him.
So that was just me
compromising. Right. But I didn't know how to do that either. I was in high school, so I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And I learned.
Well, I feel like my advice to anybody in oral sex, do it like you love it.
Yes.
No matter what, just act like you love it. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't know what you're doing, if you suck it like you love it, like you kiss, the same way you kiss when you love somebody.
Right? Passionate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
passionate
real passionate with it. It turns them on to see them
even
like,
if you ain't
like
good
in
at
love
it.
With
they ain't even going to know that you ain't good with it because they're going to be blinded by the passion that you're giving them.
I feel like if I'm giving you, or if I'm sucking your dick, I'm going to be passionate about it because I enjoy giving you
me
pleasure.
Too,
so I'm going to give you that shit.
You got to make noise.
Some people aren't.
Play with your pussy too at the same time.
Yeah, you know what? You can't never look like a blowjob is a job.
Yeah,
yeah,
like a chore.
Right. You ain't done yet.
And your jaw hurt.
Yeah, no.
And
you
sometimes
gotta,
you gotta stop and be like,
"Want to do it?"
No, not to me. I think that's a problem though. When a guy is like purposely trying
to
not
last
to
long.
Not, so they can last forever. Yeah. Like if you locked y'all, like come on.
Yeah,
yeah, that's rude.
That's hard up.
Or if you doing it and they be trying to smash it.
Yeah. Oh my god. Or when they try to stick their dick so deep in your throat that shit hurt, and you be like, "Yo,
relax.
Yes. You gonna make me bite you?"
Yeah.
Or throw up
on that ass.
Or throw up.
Did you say that before, Gigi? You got to swallow it right back up.
Now,
yeah, what?
You did?
Oh, God. I mean, you're not going to throw up on
it. I mean,
dick,
it wasn't food or anything. Yeah,
it was like
a lot of
saliva.
Yeah. And
some girls just let that mucus, when it's just saliva, they let that go.
No, but when a guy pushes your head too deep sometimes and you feel it, you got
like the reflex, the gag reflex.
Bring it back.
That sounds like torture to me.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to play a little game. Ladies, JoJo and Candy, what would you do? We're going to give you a scenario and you tell us what would you do in this scenario.
I don't even know
what I
said.
You know what I said when we said we was going to play this game? I said, oh, this is going to be fun with Candy because y'all know she a little hood.
She got that little bit of hood
in her.
All right.
It's going
to
be fun.
You're about to have sex and he pulls a bullet out of the drawer. You know the bullet.
Oh, that's the best, but I don't want it to be somebody else's bullet.
Exactly.
I'm like, who else did you use it on?
So he pulls it out the drawer. It's not in any packaging. Mm-hmm. Do you flow with it, or do you tell him,
no.
I'm good.
No.
Yeah, nah.
I'll pass.
Who you been using it on?
Mm-hmm. How long you had that? Have
and
you washed
why?
It?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Why do you have it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no.
So when you get a new partner, you have to buy new sex toys.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
No?
I mean, if he's got it, if it's my sex toy, I know it's only been used on me. Maybe not.
What if he has a cock ring, right? And he pulls the cock ring out.
No, listen.
It'll still be a little.
I need our sex toys that we're going to enjoy together to be fresh out the pack.
Yeah.
We need to buy them together.
It's like
or
to the
they
club.
Need to
my
be fresh out the
pack.
Exactly.
The
my bottle need to be fresh with the seal. I need my cock ring with the seal on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, nah.
So what would say? You would tell him no.
Yeah.
No,
we're not using
I'm cool
that.
On that.
Yeah, I don't.
And I would feel disrespected that you even trying to.
I agree, though. I would feel some type of way about it.
Yeah, why are you trying to play me like that?
I mean, maybe
would that ruin the moment, though? Would you stop?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I would be bothered by that.
Yeah.
I'm like, how you just have it in the nightstand? You just been using that on everybody? Like, what is the...
I mean, it's a bullet, so it's not like he's using it on himself.
Now, what about lingerie, though? Do we buy new lingerie for a guy? Or can we use the same lingerie we've been using?
New lingerie.
That's not...
No?
That's not the same.
Do you think about
what's
that?
What's lingerie? Like, y'all just bought new lingerie for everybody.
Shit, I don't.
Now, I'm married now, but...
Even wear lingerie.
Prior to marriage, I mean, come on. I wasn't buying new stuff for everybody.
You know, mm-hmm.
you got that one fit that says, get them, girl, you're going to put that on.
Right. Put that on. I've been using this fit since 2002.
It worked every time. Let me pull out the garter with the attachment and the little stockings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They love that every time.
All right, so we don't buy new lingerie. Sorry, guys. All right, now, what would you do? He came way too fast. Do you have an attitude? Do you try to get it back up even though it takes a while? Or do you just say fuck it and go to sleep?
I was just telling the story earlier. I did a whole freestyle on this dude when he came like in 2 seconds. I died laughing and then I embarrassed him. Like, dude, like I can't.
His dick will never get hard again.
No, he had to laugh.
What did you say?
I mean, I was freestyling. I don't know what I said. I was just making it up as I went along. That's having fun with it.
Because he wrote a whole song about
like
it,
laughing.
Right.
Like,
song about it,
like, because he was supposed to be like,
he was talking
a,
shit,
a great
right?
reputation about himself. Mm. Like, everybody was like, gotcha. He was just amazing or whatever. And then when he got so there
got
for that to happen.
Candy coat it.
Exactly.
They can't decode it right.
Like, he had been anticipating it, so I don't know if I was supposed to be impressed.
We fucking again. I'm not going to sleep. I give you a little couple minutes to get yourself together.
You going to sleep?
Nah.
It's mad as hell.
It depends on how bad I wanted it.
How bad you wanted it, how tired you are.
Yeah.
I agree. It depends on the day.
Like, if I wanted
if
it real
drunk,
bad and
right.
it was an appointment, then we got to start over.
Like, if he's talking
but if it was just
talk,
one of them nights where it was just, you know, right. all right, whatever, I can live without it, then I'm going to just go to sleep.
Yeah, like, right. if I'm horny
but
and you talking
I'm going to feel
talk,
accomplished because anytime a guy come fast, I feel like it was because my shit was just
exactly.
Hey.
Pussy too good.
So you know? Is that really why guys come too fast, or is it because they, I mean, I get sometimes it is anticipation, they're excited, but if you've been with him for a long time, is it that, or is it that he just
comes fast?
Yeah.
If he's sometimes. Always coming fast, then he always comes fast.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some times where maybe you haven't seen him in a while. He's been missing that pussy. Your mm-hmm. shit's a little wetter than it was last time. And he comes
I
quick.
Mean, that's a different story. Like, I mean, if it's not your first time, obviously, and you know
right.
he's good for it. But,
you don't got to give him a
maybe,
freestyle.
I think in that situation, I just didn't feel like wasting my time. Mm-hmm. I was just like, okay, you really wasn't.
He got
what
off
I expected
then.
You to be.
Right.
So is that like a, okay, it was our first time. I'll never do it again with you?
Yeah, I never did it again with him.
Damn. You can't even get a do-over?
Yeah, it was
no remix to the freestyle.
Yeah,
you know, that's
no.
fucked up because we can come fast and it doesn't matter. But when a guy comes fast, party over for a second.
Well, I feel like if a man can make a woman come fast, then he's amazing because most women don't come fast.
Or right? at all.
Yep. Yeah.
Have you ever had a guy make you come fast? And it was amazing. Like, damn, how do you do that?
Just straight from the dick or from mm-hmm. oral? Because, like, to me,
I
you
come
know,
easier from oral.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, from that, yeah. Mm-hmm. But so it takes longer if he hasn't eaten it first.
But what's come fast for women?
Like, for you, like, let's just say, damn, I didn't expect to come so fast.
But what's fast? Like, for you, what do you think as a woman coming fast, like, in 5 minutes?
For me,
minutes,
yeah,
minutes?
Like, 5 minutes is fast.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
5 minutes
is
for a guy
fast.
In sex is a long time for him.
For him.
3 minutes and he already coming, right.
Yeah, 5 minutes, he think he was in that thing for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No, that was only five.
I think I could come off head quicker than I could being penetrated, but it does take me a while to come.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
I used to be able to come off of just, what do you call it? Fingering.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, you never came from getting fingered?
Mm-mm.
Now, I haven't been fingered in a while, so I don't know what that's like anymore.
I think I might have when I was like,
when I was
really young.
Yeah.
In the movie theater.
In the movie theater.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Getting finger popped in the movie theater by my hood nigga boyfriend. When my mom thought I was at cheerleading practice.
Hook him up with JoJo.
Fuck you. I'm done with y'all.
You don't
watch
so you,
me. Next year I'm gonna show up.
Next year.
She gonna have her.
Yes, every year I come back
we
over
in March.
Here. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Okay, now what would you do?
You're right, March.
You're in bed with somebody, you've had a long, hard day, right? And you've been around other people all day and you call your man the wrong name by accident. But it wasn't because you were really thinking about somebody else. It's just you had a lot going on during that day. Maybe you were thinking about somebody you have to be in the studio with, da 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 da. And you, it just slips out because you just.
That's never
that.
Happened to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's never happened to me. That's awkward.
That is
well, you know why though? Why I think that would never happen to me? Because I don't ever call him by his name unless
you
I'm mad
baby.
At him. I say, babe, yeah.
You just so. Call everybody babe. Okay. Mm. I feel you.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah.
That's well. Never happened to me. But I do. I do
like,
that. I've thought about that. I've thought about that before.
But
though.
I've never
I was like, bro, if that ever slips, that would be bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
What can you do in a
it's
situation
like, imagine
like that? Has anybody ever called you the wrong name?
Exactly.
No.
Mm-mm. I would get up.
I would be pissed.
I definitely called somebody the wrong name once, but I was drunk.
Oh, that's God. Different.
You
during sex, you called him the wrong name.
I
during
definitely
sex.
Did, and I didn't ooh, realize good. It till the next day. I was thinking about it. I said, like, oh, shit, I'll call him.
During sex?
He didn't say nothing
say
to you?
Or do anything?
He didn't say nothing.
He probably was
you think
in
he heard
mid-stroke.
You?
Like, who the hell is
it
crying?
Was a rough night, though, because we were very drunk. That was the same night I lost my tampon. And I
wait, oh, this is what? A tampon night.
Yeah.
Wait, how you lose a tampon?
You gotta explain this.
No, so I thought, okay, so I had my period and I woke up in the morning and I was like, I had sex. And then I was like, where's my tampon? And so he went looking for it. I looked for it. I thought it was like stuck in me. So I went to the doctor. But they said I must have took it out. I don't know what happened.
So it's still missing.
Oh, wait. Still in me, no.
Okay, wait.
Were you at his house?
So wait, y'all was in a serious relationship or something?
No, so he
so
was.
So you let him knock it down.
Well, no. He was somebody I had dealt with when I was younger.
Okay.
And then it was like a revisiting of the situation. So we knew each other for like year, for like 10 years.
So, and you, so we had you sex gave again. Him a heads up that it was going to be a little messy.
I don't think I did. I was drunk.
Oh, but God. I feel like if you guys were both drunk and you don't remember the tampon, then he probably doesn't remember
the name.
Exactly.
He
don't remember that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, the name thing. Like, he didn't probably remember.
He didn't even care. Yeah.
He probably didn't even. It went over his head.
Yeah.
But he probably found that tampon up under the bed. All cruddy and balled up.
Yeah, now how often does that happen though? You know all those times when you started having sex while you're on your period and then
I had a guy pull my tampon out before.
You did?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. He only loves you.
I don't even want you
to see my tampon. Like.
Yeah, he pulled it out.
Mm-mm.
Nah, my homegirl was telling me that she was hooking up with this one guy, right? And she was like, no, I'm on my period. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Pulled out the tampon and ate her out.
Okay, he didn't do all that.
I had somebody
he ate me with the tampon in. Yeah.
See, now that's crazy.
He ate my pussy with the tampon in and then pulled the tampon out.
They
so
don't have to put their tongue in the hole.
Right. Just
at the top.
Yeah. Sometimes what if a clot falls down?
Well, jeez.
Does it depend on how heavy your period is? It has to depend on that.
Well, I think when you're like in the mood, you gotta like stop.
Yeah, just like when you get in the shower.
Yeah.
It kind of like holds back a little bit.
Back here and be like, hold on, she getting something.
right.
I ain't gonna come out just yet.
Let me fall back.
I ain't never been through that.
You haven't?
No.
You never had sex in your period?
No, I have. Okay. I have. Nobody has ever ate me out on my period.
Yeah, okay. Me either.
I've had that a couple times.
Yeah, I had a guy. He just did not care.
Wow.
But only
even when I
came with my tampon
just did
in.
Not care.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So
what?
I said a guy's only ate me out on my period with a tampon in.
Yeah.
Like around that part.
I've had
all these nasty
without.
Guys in here, like, yeah.
Was that what?
I've had them to eat me out with or without it.
Sheesh.
I've never had that. Really? I've never had anybody eat my pussy on my period.
No, this is weird.
I've had sex on
and
my period.
You know how horny you are on your period?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should try it.
I think I've never had a guy say like, oh yeah, let me still eat your pussy.
Yeah.
Like they'll say, let's fuck, but never like, let me eat your pussy on your period. Is that something you insinuate or them?
They don't necessarily say it. They just do it.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things I think that work better if you don't say it.
If you don't
bedroom.
Say it.
You just kind of have to like,
cause me, yeah, I'd be like, yo, hold on, I'm on my period.
Right.
But do they know you on your period, or they just go down and you like?
Yeah,
oh,
they know.
Yeah, I've never had a guy even
you can't,
attempt.
You can't ask a guy certain things. Like, you can't be like, let me put my finger in your butt. You gotta just
right.
do it.
You have to just do it.
Oh no, I ain't sticking my finger in no dude's butt. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm surprised at you, Candy. I look at you as somebody with.
I know everybody
dungeon.
Thinks I've done everything.
I know,
I'm not sticking fingers in nobody's butt.
Why?
I don't want shit on my finger. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe. What if he had a colonoscopy? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, so I don't want my finger.
What if he's on a good diet?
So wait, am I the only one
vegan.
That's never stuck
so
a finger in somebody's butt?
No, I've never done it.
You said it like you did it plenty of times.
But has somebody asked you?
No, nobody's ever asked me.
Somebody has asked me before and I didn't do it.
All the good. Guys I've dated, they like, I don't want nothing close to my ass.
I like it.
No,
I'm playing with you.
He's a rapper, but he's not loving him out.
A rapper asked you to
yeah.
Damn, he must have really trusted you.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
No.
Why?
But it made me think in the back of my head, I was like, does he like boys?
How did he,
no, he doesn't like
you?
Boys. That's
huh?
where his G-spot is at.
Okay, well, let me say this. You know, seeing as though I have a sex toy line, that is the new thing. We have toys actually for the male prostate, you know,
like
whatever.
Pulling up, listen, I'm
yeah,
pulling up.
Yeah, so there are
right
a
now.
Lot of people who like to do male penetration and they're mm-hmm. not gay, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, and I'm not against somebody, you what? Know, whatever. I'm just saying, I personally mm-hmm. haven't done mm-hmm. that. You know what I mean?
I've never done it.
But don't you test on your toys?
I don't test all
don't
of them.
With you.
I test a lot
so
of them.
Somebody,
but I don't test
so
all
if
of
somebody
them.
Asked you, you would say no.
You said if
a guy,
if you're having
I'm
sex,
sorry, no.
She's there.
Okay,
yeah.
Todd,
damn it.
Yeah. Right. Let's say Todd asked you.
Would you
stop
you
and be
if
like,
if I wasn't married and I was still dating or whatever,
right.
would I do? Would I
If they asked you, let's say you're in the middle of fucking.
And let's say they were like, let's try your toy out.
I was in the middle. I was like, wait, what?
It would throw me off.
How did he say it?
He was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Put your finger in my ass. I was like, wow. Hold up.
That would throw me off. But
that threw me off a little bit.
I do know chicks that do that.
Yeah. And he asked nice and
thuggish.
Gigi.
Yo, yo, you'll get up in my butt.
But is it, wait, okay, so let me ask you this, because I've asked my friend this before. Do you just go on and do it without asking him, or you give him warning?
You kind of like inch towards it and see if they are receptive of it, and then you kind of lead off of like body language. Like if he like goes for the nudge, or if he like moves his balls out the way to let you get there, then that's a sign. Like,
he's
I'm
like,
with
let
the
me
shit.
Slide, yeah.
No pun intended.
Is that also a sign that they've done it before?
Fact.
It's a sign that they may have done it before if they know that they like it.
No, but listen, have you ever done it and then they were like, what the fuck? Like, have you just went for it and they ever just like,
no,
got
but
back?
I had somebody kind of like act like they didn't really want me to do it.
But they did.
But they did. But they liked it, but they was kind of like,
and they made a noise that went like this.
But eventually they start letting me do it.
Yeah.
See, because that's how I feel. If I've ever tried it with any guy I've dated, I feel like they'd be like, "The fuck is you doing?"
But
and
you
then it'll get awkward. It. You know what I mean? Like,
you haven't tried it.
I know people that's out there sticking whole toys in dudes' booties. Mm.
Yes, and you have a line just for that. So let's go.
There you go.
Why not stick with
it? Facts. Yeah, it goes down apparently.
But you like? What about on you?
No, I don't want them sticking theirs in my booty either. I'm just saying, like, I'm just like, that's just not my thing.
But if
I'm not against it.
Have you tried it, though?
I don't judge nobody else.
Have you tried it to know you don't like it?
I tried it one time in my life, and it felt like an enema.
Right.
I was like, I never want to do this again. If it made me feel like
I had to
doo-doo immediately.
Would you automatically think, like, he has fucked a guy before?
If he actually put...
Would you have any type of thought, like, oh... You know,
I mean, he's got to ask those questions. I mean, I wouldn't automatically assume
that wouldn't be your first assumption.
If they wanted you to stick their finger in the booty, yeah, I wouldn't make that my first assumption, because actually, a male G spot is
right.
Is
you might
in,
just like it.
Is you reach it from?
So why
that
most
area.
Guys don't want it?
Because they feel
because
weird.
They feel that it's too gay.
Yeah, because that's the whole, you know, people, that's all people always put out there that, oh, if you want somebody to touch your booty, you're gay.
And they're scared they're going to love it.
They do love it.
Mm-hmm.
I would think you a freak. If you ask me, like...
That's the first thing you're thinking.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, he likes to try things.
See, I've never been asked... to do it. Like, they don't say, like, can you lick my butt? Or can you?
I'm not taking shit.
Now, listen, let's be clear. Licking the ass is totally different to me than sticking
I mean, but sometimes that's the start. Like, sometimes.
Yeah, if he like a tongue, he like a finger.
I'm talking about that's how I get there.
That's not true.
That's how sometimes I get there from the finger.
Way longer than my tongue.
I didn't give you like a tongue, he like a finger.
Would you rather? My finger's not as soft as my tongue.
So would you rather eat a guy's ass or finger him?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'd rather eat it than finger him, but the cherry on the sundae is when I get to do both. It's like an empowerment thing.
The cherry on the sundae.
Listen, if I can do both.
Why would you have Cheerios on your sundae?
The cherry on the sundae, like the cherry on
the
sundae.
Cherry.
Not Cheerios.
Billy asked
me about cereal. No, like, okay. I'm gonna be, you know, with my mouth, and I'm there. And if I can stick the finger, like if I can go the next step and get the finger there too, like bingo.
Okay, this is my question. Have you ever had shit come out of the finger?
No. First of all, I'm not going that far. I'm not sticking my entire finger up there.
Yeah,
it's
okay,
just
so
like this much of your finger. Just to massage that one spot.
Well, how do you tip your nails are this long?
Okay, I don't wear nails.
But what happened?
I don't know. I don't wear nails. I haven't worn nails since I was 15 years old.
That would be the move.
It's not the move.
I don't think so either. But let's be clear for the people listening and everybody in the room. It's not the entire finger. It's about up to that one little first line, like that part. And it's because when you go in there, it's a little ridge and a little... That's the spot.
Like
so
a,
if you get in there and you can massage
expert.
That spot,
yeah,
then go insane. I'm telling you what happens.
If you push it,
you're not
finger,
just like
a freak.
That's gross. Right. You know what I'm saying?
It's I didn't know there was a ridge. It's a hook. You got to hook
yeah,
it.
It's
how did you initially say, I'm going to go and stick my finger up his head? Like, what started?
the way he was busting it open for me to goddamn put my tongue in there, I felt like, let me see if I could poke it too.
Oh, okay.
That nigga was busting.
I feel like he was implying, like,
keep going.
Yeah, that's what.
She also likes when guys are on all fours.
When you,
yeah,
she likes for guys to be on all fours.
When he does it open for real. That's busting it open.
She
do real.
Like it. She said it feel powerful.
It's so powerful to have a man in that position.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And it's great if he's on all fours and then he look back at you. Like.
Okay. Wow. I haven't had nobody look back. Shut up. You know, Angela like to start shit.
No.
I haven't had nobody look back
we
at
you. So wait, have you ever stuck a toy in a man?
No.
Oh,
no, I haven't.
But you should, somebody asked Candy me, has some.
Somebody asked me to years ago, and I just wasn't to that level of my freakness yet.
Did he have the toy?
Years ago, somebody asked me to. Like, I want you
Wait,
to.
Wait, I want to ask you this question. What's the freakiest thing you've ever done?
Kill someone.
I guess.
Have
like,
somebody on.
I didn't say something like freaky.
Five girls and one guy.
Is
that
everybody.
Familiar?
Five, six people in one bed? That's not freaky?
Not in Atlanta.
That's a lot.
I wasn't in Atlanta, first of all.
You're in Atlanta?
Wait, hold on.
I gotta get to Atlanta.
That's a Tuesday night in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's a
Tuesday night. Ever.
I think having a guy on all fours is pretty freaky.
And well, she sucked his dick from the back.
That's normal.
So, dick that, balls and asshole
dick
all
from
in
the back,
one
that's
swipe.
That's like you pull all the nerves down to the bottom when you do it. I've been told.
I've been so
excited. But
is he
that's
on
an
all
awesome
fours?
Thing to do. You should
on
try
all fours,
it.
Suck a dick from the back?
On all fours,
I never
though?
Know.
Is
suck
he
a dick
on
from
all
the
fours?
Back.
Suck a dick from the back.
Ooh,
yes.
Or what if he has his legs tight together while you suck it from the back?
Yes.
And then friction.
Well, first of all, if you ever tried to...
Right, explain T-shirts.
Like, if a guy's laying down, let's say he's laying down, and you just come up from behind and pull it down and just, like, put your face... He's automatically, if he's one of those guys that don't come from near my ass, he's automatically going to try to squeeze his leg together. You guys just
keep going.
Keep going. And then he's going to just go crazy.
Because it's going to feel good.
Yeah. You know what would be amazing at that point when you're doing that?
What?
To put one of your toys in his butt at the same time. Yeah. Can you imagine the double feel of that?
DP.
I can only imagine.
The double feel.
I don't know. I think for me, it's not really the idea of, you know, emasculating him or anything like that. I just feel like a lot of guys aren't clean. I don't want to just stick my finger in their butt because I don't know what you're going to get out of there.
Right.
I feel you on that. I don't like things in my butt. That's why I've never been into butt play.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe if
I liked it for myself, maybe I'd be more down, but I don't want them returning the favor
on me.
I feel like the feeling that we get from it and the feeling that they get from it is totally different because we don't have that same anatomy. We don't have that spot
that
there.
That's true.
They do.
Mm-hmm. But a friend of mine told me that another way that you can like kind of tease that spot, it may not give them the same exact feeling, but okay, so we all the taint. Mm-hmm. Like, but if you like as you're giving him head, if you take your finger and you rub
and
on
the perineum,
press and like rub it while you giving him head, he's still gonna
feel it.
Yeah. He's gonna love it. And then, you know, worst coming worst, you stick your finger.
That's the soft porn version.
Not your finger, but stick your tongue in there.
That's the soft porn version of getting there.
Is there anything that you haven't done that you want to do? That you could think of? Like, I haven't tried this, but I've always wanted to. Maybe on our anniversary.
I want
to
fuck on a plane.
I've like always wanted
to. Did you see that video on Instagram?
Take a boat out into the middle of the ocean where you only see water and fuck right there on the front of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
that's nice.
Cool.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah. You can do that in Miami.
Listen,
Doja
listen. Pull up to the sandbar and get it popping.
Now you ain't seen that video on Instagram. I seen 50 Cent posted it.
What?
You didn't see of the two people fucking in the plane, like literally in the general seating. You did not see that?
No.
I'm going to send it to you tomorrow. In the general seating, they were in the last row.
Did they get arrested? Is that like...
By the bathroom?
People were recording
Isn't that
them.
Like public and
you get arrested for that.
Were they drunk?
I'm going to send it to all of y'all
Please
tomorrow.
Send
I'm going to
find
it. Send it to...
I would be bringing
it was going
like,
to Europe.
Oh, that's a long flight, too.
That's a long flight. It was going to Europe.
They could hold that one.
Because two white people in the last row.
Just fucking...
Yeah.
Why didn't you just go to the bathroom?
Regular seating.
I mean, the bathroom's small, but...
Everybody
now, see,
was
no, I don't want to do that.
Were they
but.
In the middle?
BJ.
They was in the window.
Oh, my God.
In the window, like in the corner.
In the corner. And that's the worst seat on the plane.
The
seat don't even lean back.
The girl was on top of the guy. He was just sitting regular in the seat. And the girl was on top.
That's uncomfortable.
And that's also embarrassing with people around. That's never
not necessarily. Some people like to be watched
on the plane.
No, thank
though?
You.
But I don't want to. I don't want to
be like I have what she's having.
You don't know those people. Why would I mean? You don't know them.
But people are recording you.
Yeah.
They say everybody. I mean,
they posted that. That shit was viral. I'm surprised you guys didn't see it.
I think I did see it.
I've never seen that.
It was on the other row. No, I feel like they want it to be seen.
Probably.
I think people get off on people watching.
Some people do. I agree.
I mean, have you ever been to a sex club? Like,
I've never been. No. I'm gonna come to your show though.
What? Oh, yeah, you should come to the performance, but we're not having actual sex.
Some people did.
But
I'm
talking about
people
did.
Like a swingers club.
Some people did. Swingers club.
Yeah, like trapeze.
Trapeze. Yeah. If you come to Atlanta, we should all go to trapeze.
So wait, do you walk in and everybody
just you can watch.
You just watch people fucking?
Yeah.
You can, yeah.
Or you could participate.
Would that make you horny?
Got you.
Would that make you horny? What they look like.
It can. Or you can just enjoy watching.
So you can just walk in and be like, I want to join?
These be regular, schmegular Amy and Josephs. Like, they be regular people. It don't be like sexy people or, you know what I'm saying? It just be like regular.
Like real sex.
Yeah, just like regular people. So it's kind of like you're not going to be turned on.
But you're going with your partner. So would you care if, for example, because it'd be a bunch of married people, right?
Not all the time.
But like couples.
It could be.
Yeah, no, it's not always couples. No. Basically, like, their rules are men can't come in alone. So as long as they come in with a woman, it doesn't have to be their girlfriend. Right. They can,
Women can be there as they want.
Right. Yeah. So it's, you know, I know people that go for birthday. The first time I went, it was one of my homegirl's birthdays, and she had like wanted a whole group of people to go. So it was like a gang of us went. And that's always weird when you go with a whole bunch of people that you know, because nobody really wants to be too much of a friend. You feel like all self-conscious. Until the night goes on.
Until you have some drinks.
Yeah, somebody loosens up. Right. Yeah, it's weird when you go with too many people, you know.
And then the next day, y'all got to act like nothing happened.
Right.
No, what you doing today?
Now then y'all fall out. And she was like, because she be...
She's like that old white man dick in the club. Yeah.
First thing they going to throw in your face.
Hey,
yeah,
she's
yeah, I'm telling you.
That's true.
All right, now let's just say you're with a guy, right? And he doesn't like to get too wild, but you want to loosen him up. What are some things that you can do? Because there's a lot of conservative guys out there, too, that don't necessarily want to experiment. They don't want to have fun. How can you get him to just experiment and try different things? Like, maybe guys don't like to try toys sometimes. Sometimes they don't like to do things like talk during sex. They don't like to dress up. It's hard to get guys to want to do those things if they have a certain type of
to pull them
vibe.
Out of their comfort comfort zone. Yeah. Well, and for me, I mean, I always tell people with the toy situation, you never want to start with something big. You want to start with something small. So like, say for instance, with bedroom candy, we had like the little lipsticks or whatever.
I have that.
Yeah. Most guys are not going to be intimidated by that. They're not going to feel like you're trying to replace them. It's always the guys that want to be all extra macho. It's like, what do you need that for? Well, you got me.
Right.
When it's like that little lipstick, they think that's, oh, that's cute, whatever. So you do something like you give him head one day and you have your toy while you playing with your clit while you doing it. Mm-hmm. He's going to get off on that. Like, you know, be all extra with it. Like, you're just so turned on while you're sucking his dick and playing with yourself. And then all of a sudden you put the vibration under his balls while you giving him head. He's going to like it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then that's his first introduction. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you can try something else. Yep. Or either like let him eat you out while he's, let him, you know, have the little lipstick on there because he's not going to feel weird about it. It's a lipstick.
You got to show him it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is pleasure.
When he see how you come so hard from him eating you and using that at the same time, he's going to be like, okay, this
is my
cool
new friend.
Yeah.
Right.
What about for toys on guys? Like, how can we get them to want to be more cool about that?
I think the rings are good.
Mm-hmm. I always hear how great the cock ring is, but I don't know anybody who wants to use, like, guys are nervous about that.
I think for me, I'm really vocal. Like, I'll tell you what I like, and I'll tell you what I want to do to you, and I know you're going to enjoy that.
Go ahead, tell us, Avian.
Yes.
What sign are you?
I'm a Virgo.
I knew it.
tell us, pretend we're a guy. Okay.
Right.
Oh, tell us what you like.
You look really quiet. Now. It'd be the quiet ones.
Nah, I'm a
freak. Let's do a little role play.
The quiet one.
Oh my gosh, you put me on the spot. I don't know. It's like, You like, know. I like to talk during sex.
Okay.
So, like, if I'm riding you, I'm going to ask you, like, you like this pussy. I'll tell you, like, this pussy's good and, you know, shit like that. And, like, if you eat in my pussy, I'm going to tell you, like, yeah, go down or, like, stick your finger. I'm very vocal.
Okay.
And I think, like, guys like that because they want to know how you like to get pleased. And mm-hmm. then that turns them on. So, I think for me, it's just having those conversations. Like, if we talk about sex toys, I would say, hey, have you tried this? Yeah, that makes me really wet. You know, and I think guys would enjoy it. If it
knows that
you.
This, you're being pleased. Yeah.
So it's just about easing them into like knowing that, hey, yeah. there's nothing wrong with this. It's just pleasure for me mm-hmm. and for you. Mm-hmm. And it'll be more open to it. But there are a lot of guys that are extremely conservative and I think it's more of a shy thing.
Right.
So.
Cause they never tried it. Sometimes I'd be like, who the hell did you date before me?
Yeah. Exactly.
I'd like, be thinking that. I'm true. Like,
who's this basic pussy you was fucking?
Right. They just be having regular old sex.
Yeah. That's boring.
All right, JoJo, what about you in the bedroom? Because we haven't really gotten into that.
Oh, God, pick on me. What about it?
So what do you like? Are you very vocal?
I am, but I know I act crazy, and y'all probably think that I'm like, I need somebody to be more aggressive with me. I'd be chilling. Mm-hmm. I'm more of the chill person.
They have to initiate.
Yeah, like, I need somebody real aggressive to be with me, because I'm not the one to be like, let's try this, let's do that. No, I need him to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what if he doesn't? You've right. never taken charge?
That's why, like, I can't date, like, a guy that is just like, I need somebody that's aggressive. If you're not aggressive, it's not going to work out.
But what if he is aggressive, but his last partner wasn't that interesting in the bed, so he doesn't really know any, like, new skills or, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because there are guys like that that could have a big dick and they have
not
a good stroking,
to do with it.
But all the girls that they had sex with were kind of whack.
Yeah, and a lot of guys with big dicks ain't really that great at using them.
And that's the worst.
I'd rather have a medium dick or a smaller
that can
use it
yeah.
than a big ass dick.
Because it's like a waste.
My mom always said, I'd rather be tickled than stabbed.
That is true.
But you know what? My thing is, I feel like, you know, some guys don't realize that all women aren't the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That the same trick doesn't work on mm-hmm. every right. woman. So personally, I feel like if a woman doesn't speak up or let it be known what she wants, then a lot of times you'll end up not being pleased.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just right. end up having sex just yeah. to please him right. and not to please yourself.
Because a lot of guys think fun. That just penetrating you is pleasing you. And no. that's not really the case all the time.
No.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about during sex? Do you really just focus on what's happening right then and there, or do y'all be thinking about other things?
I had to think of a real freaky situation.
Mm-hmm.
I like, you know, in my head, it's like a whole bunch of freaky ass shit going on.
Really? During sex?
Even if it's just a plain, if there's a regular moment, like a quickie, it's just like I have to have like a freak porno movie going on in my head.
That's because you're a creative.
Is that what it is?
I think so. you think about porns you've watched or things that have happened in the past or things that you...
Yeah, just a freaky situation that, you know, maybe I heard or that I want to try.
Like, give us an example of what's a freaky situation.
Well, shit, she just said she had 5 people in the room.
Yeah, that's what she's
like, thinking about that.
That is crazy. People. I'm like, okay, let me see. Imagine in my head who the 6 would be.
Damn.
But yeah, it would be like some crazy shit going on.
Jeezy, who... Okay, so when you did that situation, right?
It was so random. It was so random.
Who initiated?
So it was this guy that was just like, he was so cool with all of us, and that we used to call him Girlfriend. Like, that was his code name, mm-hmm. like nickname Girlfriend, because he was just like one of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
He was a guy, like everything about him was guy, but it was just, he was squad. Like, he'd just be around all the time. He was just a homie. And one night we was just all out drinking, and then we went back to the house to like smoke and chill or whatever. And then one person started popping off in the corner, 2 girls, and then it just, everybody
so,
just.
How did it
okay,
get
so
to
wait,
6?
You and,
because we were all just chilling.
Right. But had you and your girls had sex together before or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's
had anyone had sex down. With him in the
No.
He was like,
none of us
girlfriend.
Had ever had sex with him. But he kept trying to talk to my one friend, and she was just like, he too cool with all of y'all. Like, I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, he y'all homeboy. Like, I don't want to date him.
So how would
and he
people...
kept all night trying to get at this one girl.
So how then... started
two of my friends just started like kissing or whatever in the corner, and then right. we like, what y'all over there doing?
How was the rotation?
It wasn't, it was so long ago, I don't really remember every detail, but I do remember that it was a lot of like everything going on. Like, I think out of the five girls, he might have fucked at least three. He didn't fuck me, but he might have fucked at least like three of the five girls. Mm-hmm. And he definitely fucked the girl that he was trying to get with all night.
And how was it the next day? Everybody was just cool, like nothing?
Like nothing ever happened.
He ain't never tried to hang out with y'all again.
It never happened. No, he still was girlfriend. Like,
well, did he continue to kick it with the chick?
Yeah, that didn't work out.
I could have told you that.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Yeah, they first time was with six other people. I mean, how could she even equal up to that?
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Well, JoJo, you never had like a threesome or nothing?
A threesome, yeah, but that's like the most. I couldn't imagine like five other people. Yeah. Like, how does it work out? You know what I'm saying? Like,
were you too jealous, you think? Or were you jealous during the threesome? Like, who was...
Oh, no, I was fucked up. Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't jealous because at the end of the day, it's like, I mean, we never saw the girl again. Like, it's not that serious.
They say that's how it has to work. You got to pick somebody.
Yes.
And then...
See, for me, it's like, if you cheat...
The thing about that
Angela,
is...
Angela, have you ever done a threesome?
No. I haven't.
So you'll be quizzing everybody on all these things you haven't done.
I'm not attracted to women, though. That's really why.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've never had a threesome.
But what if your boyfriend is like... Can we please have a threesome?
My boyfriend brought it up early on, like, hey, have you ever? I was like, no. He was like, so would you? I was like, no. And then he never asked me again. Yeah.
So you just would never?
No. I just don't like women, so I don't want to, like, force myself to do something just because he wants to do it.
Yeah, I don't think that's the move. I feel like, and you know, I hate when people be like, oh, you're doing that for him. No, I did it because I wanted to do it.
I feel like
I only do it if that's something that you wanted to try.
Never do it for a man.
I'm a cornball because I don't want to do it, but I just...
I think for me, I'm not
into women. Like, I've always been with men. So I've never had a threesome, but I'm a freak. I like to get freaky.
So you would do it?
I would do it if I really was in a mood to. It's not something that I'm like, okay, tomorrow let's try it. Like, it has to be
the moment.
But here's the thing, though.
I think I would do it somewhere where we'll never see this bitch again. Like, we're not having a threesome with some bitch in
Jersey.
With your
friend.
Like, we're going to go to a whole... Yeah, we're going to go to a whole other country. I'm going to pick the person, and then we just going to go about our business and never see her again.
What about two guys?
No.
That's too much work.
Happening.
See?
No. That is too much work.
No.
But why do they say that when you are in a relationship and you start having threesomes, it ruins your relationship? Is that real?
No.
Nah, I don't agree.
Depends.
You think
on
it's the opposite?
It depends on a couple.
Does it help your relationship or does it ruin it?
I
need clarity.
Like Candy said, you do it because you want to do it. Like, I have threesomes because I want to have threesomes, not because he want to have threesomes. Like, and it'll be sometimes where I'll be like, let's do this tonight, or let's do this weekend, or let's call this girl, call her over. Like, it'll be me to initiate it. So,
you don't think that guys get carried away, though?
I think it depends on the couple.
I feel like a guy will get carried away thinking that it's okay to do certain shit.
No, depends on
the
couple.
Well, see, I've had that happen in the past.
Yeah.
I've had the guy go back and fuck the girl.
Really?
Behind my back. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I was fucking his sister, so I don't even care.
But, see...
he has a lot of situations.
Gigi is a freak.
We have a side by conversation. Damn.
So it do bring all the extra shit.
I mean, case by case scenario.
It depends on the person.
On the relationship.
And the understanding.
And the person. Yeah.
And some people have rules, like when they do threesomes, like, okay, you can't, like, he can't have intercourse with her, but he could do other stuff. Like, they have
rules.
Yeah,
I had a threesome with a couple before, and she told him that he couldn't eat my pussy, but he did it anyway.
But he could fuck you.
Yeah, she was like, you can't eat her, but
he
did it anyway.
Why did he follow the rules?
Because he wanted to.
But why not? Why can't he eat your pussy? But he's
I don't know why
you.
That was her rule. That was her rule.
I see. Now I think that's not right. If she gave him a specific thing, like, we're gonna have this threesome, but he should have abided by that.
Rules are rules. If I have a rule and you break the rules, though, it's gonna be hell doing this shit again.
Do you have rules? Like, other than you can't talk to her outside of when I say so,
and you have to use a condom.
And you gotta come with me. And you gotta come with me. I'll be tight.
No, I don't care who you come with. I don't care.
You gotta come with me.
That doesn't matter to me.
I think, here's the thing. I think if you're trying it for the first time, you're gonna have a whole bunch of rules.
Right.
But I think if you've done it multiple times, then that's when you've a little bit loosened up and you don't have so many rules.
Mm-hmm. But I think I'd rather make my man come if we having a threesome than just like, you fuck me, please me, and then I'm sitting there and then she makes me come.
That's because you've never done it before. Yeah, yeah. You feel that way. If you like, oh, I don't want you doing this. I don't want you doing that. But yeah. If you've done it before, then you loosen up.
Like, don't you come on her face. You got to come on my face.
Right. Yeah.
No. You say, yeah.
Or don't come in her mouth. You got to come in my mouth.
I remember feeling that way before. Yeah. You know, feeling like, oh my God. Like,
I never felt that way.
Never?
Yeah. Well, I've never felt like, oh, you got to finish with me.
Like, so you're not a jealous girlfriend. What sign are you?
I'm Gemini. Like,
that's why. Y'all Geminis don't give a fuck. That's what it is.
What are you?
That's good. I wish I was like that. I'm a Scorpio. I'm jealous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Listen, bro, don't even look at him.
Right. But what about
you? What are you?
No, you said Virgo. I'm a Capricorn.
I'm a Taurus.
You're a Taurus, yeah.
Would you mind watching your man have sex with somebody else? Like, if that was part of it?
If that is part of it. I chose to do that.
Yeah, like, would you want to do that?
But that is part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But say you're not even participating at all.
Yes, that's part of it. Fuck her. Let me watch.
Maybe he was in the mood for that.
This is a whole new world for you, Avian.
No, I mean, I think if I was
into
it.
That's one of the things I think about when I'm masturbating. I think if I was fucking her and I was watching.
Yeah, I think if I was into it, I wouldn't mind watching, but I'd still want you to fuck me eventually. And
oh yeah, I'm gonna join in. But it don't. I'll sit back and watch for a minute. And let me roll this blunt while you bang her from the back. You know,
that sounds good, right? You know what sounds good? When you lazy, you'd be like, "Yeah, suck his dick."
Yeah. Right? Just watch. Sometimes I don't feel like doing it.
Listen, go for it.
I don't even feel like it. Go ahead, girl.
Go
for
it. Suck his dick.
And hey, you don't like it too much.
Yeah.
Love that.
G don't be giving a fuck.
I be needing a break, okay?
Uh-huh. I feel you. I wish I was
handle
like
my
that.
Light work,
I
shawty.
Wish I just didn't give a fuck, too.
Now, Candy, have you always been comfortable like talking about sex, or was it something that was a process for you?
I think I've always been comfortable. I was always that friend that, you know, we sit around, I'd be telling them, I come back, oh, guess what? You need to try this. Right. You know, yeah. Like, you know, me and my group of friends, we always talked about sex for years. Like, I had, like, we called it the movie club. We go out to eat and go to the movies every Friday for, like, some years. And every week, we come back with new stories or whoever dated who. We always talk about it. Like, I always had the good jokes or fun stories. Like, yeah.
Cause you know, you have that friend. I have that friend where it's like, I know I'm gonna call her. She ain't gonna judge me about shit.
Yeah.
I feel like Candy's that type of friend.
I'm a
like,
no facts. Judgment zone.
Yeah, I feel like she's that type of friend. That's not gonna judge you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is monogamy hard?
No.
Mm-hmm. Have you always been like a monogamous type of girl? Was that something that you had to mature into?
I'm definitely a monogamous person. Like I've never like having. Like, even I'm talking about now, I'm thinking way back, even when if I wasn't in a relationship, I didn't want to have sex with another guy with like close in time period. I would feel weird or crazy. Like,
yeah, gotta get my pussy a break in between.
Like, I don't really want, like, if I'm like messing around with one person, I don't really, even if it wasn't like a relationship, even if it was just a maintenance man, like, I'm not really, like, I didn't really want to just like hook up with somebody else, like, within a close proximity.
What's a close proximity? Like, our friend Avian.
Close proximity?
Have you gotten back in there yet? Cause she's single.
Not yet. Eventually.
Cause you know, the rebound rules. Some people feel like I got to go right back in, go for it. And some people feel like I need
guys
to take a little
guys feel
break.
Like they need to go right
yeah,
back
guys
in.
Yeah, guys are more like that. But for girls, sometimes we do that too. And then we'd be like really miserable after. Like after you go through a breakup.
No. Now, if I was broke up, I'd move right along and date somebody else. Like, I didn't
life
mean
goes
like
on.
I would hold off for like months and months and months before I dated somebody else. No. Like, if it's over, it's over.
I think I've done that in the past, but I just feel like men move on so quick. In 2 weeks, you're probably fucking a new bitch. Probably
but
even
just
in
because
a whole
they're
week,
fucking
so.
Her doesn't mean they moved
in
on.
In 2 days.
Let me tell
you. And just because you fucking him don't mean you moved on, but
he
that's
could be
okay.
The maintenance man.
Yeah. True. You could still be sad and still get this.
Season, reason.
You know?
I need him just for right now to help me get over this hump. Okay. You know, we all have that guy.
Yeah.
Just until I feel a little better about myself, just stroke my ego a little, give me something to do so I'm not texting him or calling him. Until I feel better about my life. And then, bye-bye.
I think it just all depends on the situation. And I think as you get older, you just like, what am I waiting for?
Do you ever feel bad about how you treated a guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the past, yeah.
Yeah, in the past. Like, have we ever dogged somebody out? Look at Gigi's face.
Yeah.
I had a whole little.
Yeah. Do you feel like you get karma for it?
What, you had a flashback?
Yeah, I did. I had a whole little.
Do you feel like you be getting your karma for it, though?
He's mad at you.
Well, no. This was a while, you know, this was eons ago, but somebody wanted to be in a relationship with me, and I didn't want to be in a relationship with them, but I acted like we were in a relationship, but I just wouldn't give him that title. And he just was so mad. Like, why won't you be my girl? Because I don't want to.
Right.
But we act like we was in a relationship. We spent a lot of time together, and he spent a lot of money on me and did a lot of shit for me. But no, we're not in a relationship.
But he knew you didn't want to be in a relationship.
But he was so gung-ho on why can't we? Like, what's why we act like it? So why? But why do we need a title? If we live in this life and we doing these things together, why do we need a title? I don't want that title right now. So yeah, I kind of feel bad because, but then it was to the point where even though we wasn't together, you're not about to be fucking with no other bitches and talking to other bitches, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, what?
Yeah,
right.
Nah,
but I wouldn't be his girlfriend. Come on now, that's not fair.
Because he was trying to do it in a disrespectful way. You're not gonna be like, if I'm at your house, you're not gonna be FaceTiming the next bitch while I'm in the room and you on the couch FaceTiming the next bitch.
Wait till I leave.
Right?
But then he probably did that to you because you ain't want to be in a relationship.
Right.
Exactly.
So don't do that. That was his way of getting back at you.
The get back, right?
Oh, so you're not my girl. You shouldn't mind me FaceTiming. Plus, you like,
and that's exactly how it was too. Exactly. You ain't my girl.
But that's still,
we single, ain't we? But that's disrespectful.
You ever dog somebody?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. You feel
a long time ago.
Did you ever apologize? Or you
No. I think eventually I tried to give him a chance, but it just wasn't working for me. I just didn't feel it for him like that, you know?
Sometimes we try to force it too because it seemed like a good idea.
Yeah. Well, no, I had like my friend, she talked me into it. Like that's happened to me a couple times where it was like, I wasn't really feeling the guy, but you know, he was cool to go out to eat with, you know, to go on a date, whatever, whatever. And then he kept being like, well, why we can't be more than that? I mean, we've been hanging out for a lot. And I'm like, you know? I ain't really trying to do that. I would keep saying that. And my friend hit me with the, see, that's why you ain't in no relationship, because you be so mean to people. You don't ever want a nice guy and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And that's what she hit me with. And so I call myself trying to make it work, and it just still wasn't working.
That happens to me all the time. Yeah, every time that I force myself, all my friends, my mom, everybody's like, okay, I try. It doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Because
if
you don't like him, you don't like him. Nobody can make you like
somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't force it.
See, that's me. If I don't like you, I'm naturally going to come off like that. I can't act like I like you, so I'm just not going to.
Y'all need some arranged marriages or something.
Why?
No, I'm kidding.
For me, it's like, I don't force it from the start. Like, if I don't like you and we don't vibe, I'm not even going to try, because I'm already turned off. Like, I don't like you.
I also feel like if I don't like somebody, I can't allow them to do nice things for me. Like, these people I'm cool with, but like, I used to date this guy and he would buy me all this stuff, and I used to feel guilty about it, because I liked him as a person, but I knew we weren't going to ever end up together, and I would feel bad.
So you're telling him to stop?
Yeah, I did.
Because you also feel like sometimes if he's doing too many nice things, he thinks he's kind of like inching his way in. And you never have a chance. Right. So just stop it.
Gigi said he ain't stopped, though.
He did.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you was talking about.
Oh, no, yeah, that's somebody else. No.
Oh, see.
Oh, okay. So is you single or what? What you got going on?
Oh, no, no. I have a boyfriend, but I'm saying there was a guy that used to buy me stuff all the time, and I didn't. You buying me things is not going to make me like you.
Right. Right.
Like, just because you bought me a nice present.
But that's to you. It works with a lot of girls.
It does.
Yeah.
Has that ever worked with somebody bought you, like, some dope-ass presents? You're like,
maybe I'll give him a chance. Give a chance one day and you're like, okay, it's not gonna work out.
Yeah.
For me, if our vibe ain't like, I can't even like hang out with you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I wouldn't
imagine
even
having
go to
sex
dinner
with you. Like, I just can't. Right. If we're not, like, if we can't just talk and chill and all that, like, no.
Yeah. I'm not gonna go to dinner with you if you don't look like the person I might fuck.
Right.
Because then I'm leading you on, and then you might try to come on to me, and it's gonna be awkward because I'm not
into it. Had a few of them that grew on me.
Yeah,
that always happens.
You be like, I don't like him. That I would never.
And then guess what? They be the ones that turns around.
They be fucking up your life.
I ain't even like you.
I was like, bro, hold on, bro. I remember when I used to dog this guy, and now he answered my calls.
Facts.
Yeah,
it'd be so mad. Like, he used to smack me.
But no, one time, remind you, this was years ago. But this dude, he had like a small one, right? And I was like, I found out he cheated. I was like, I can't believe he out here cheating with this little thing. You need to be ashamed of that dick. Right. Why are you throwing this around? Your little dick
has some nerve. We had a bond because I didn't know you was going to pull this little dick out on somebody else.
Yes.
The nerve of you.
You'd be so mad with somebody that you took sympathy on.
Nah, but that happens all the time. Every time you date beneath like what you like or your standards, they be the ones who drag you. That's what happens to me.
Now, Katie, I got to ask, you had a little dick, but was he good?
No,
he wasn't even good at him.
Here's another thing that I felt was so funny about it was that I was super young at the time, right? And he used to like to talk, and I think he was like the first real talker that I had met.
Oh my god!
And he used to like be like all like, "Who pussies is who?" In my mind, I was like,
"Not yours."
But I just used
to, that was confidence.
I appreciated his confidence. Right? Like, I was like, "Wow, okay." Like,
he was overconfident.
Right. Yeah, like he was doing the most.
He couldn't eat pussy good because I always heard guys with little dicks eat pussy better.
They better.
He was cool at that. It wasn't like he was winning awards or anything.
Listen, he better learn how to make up for it one way or another.
Yeah, he was all right.
All right, so this is how we always end the show. And Candy, I want to make sure that we plug everything that you have going on because the tour starts in May.
Yes. I want everybody to get your tickets at welcometothedungeon.com. I need y'all to
when
come through.
When is it coming to New York? Houston?
Let me go. Hold on, let's find out where this tour starts.
I need to know some of these cities so we can figure out what's best.
We're starting in Chicago, May 2nd.
Oh, I just came from Chicago.
Yeah, we're doing Chicago, Detroit, Philly, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Cleveland, D.C., New York, Kansas City, St. Louis, Dallas, and Houston.
All right, so every
weekend in May, we're going to take the dungeon. Mm-hmm. And my birthday's in May, so I'm celebrating my birthday.
Like a week before my
in the dungeon. Long. Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to be? So which one is the birthday one?
Oh, D.C. is DC? My birthday's May 17th.
Yeah, D.C. be fun. I fuck with D.C.
D.C. May 17th.
Right. Yeah, we should go to D.C. We got to make sure we come and support. I'm ready to let loose.
Yeah, we should plan it.
What you gonna do? Are you?
I don't know. You never know, okay?
We should plan it.
I might finger somebody's butt from
that
the
back. That would be fun. Oh my God.
You got to get dressed up.
Suck the dick from the back.
And you getting dressed up?
And y'all should bring lip service like to one of them. Y'all can do something
good.
Oh, yeah. We could.
Bring it on the dungeon. Bring it on the stage.
Yeah.
Question. I don't even want you to end before I find this out. What's the freakiest thing you've ever done?
The freakiest thing I ever done? Let's see. It has to be a one-on-one situation. I mean, I've had sex like outdoors before. I felt bad it was in a park and kids could have seen us.
I did it in a park. That's not.
Okay, so that's not freaky. I'm trying to think, what's freaky that I do? I don't know. What's considered freaky? Like
putting your tongue in somebody's ass.
I'm not big on that. I did that one time and I didn't enjoy it.
But you didn't enjoy it.
I don't really like it. My asshole played with. That's why. Like,
we ain't talking about yours. We talking about.
Oh, she brought that up. Oh. Let me see. What's the freakiest?
I don't like mine either because it just feels like a wet ass when he.
Yeah, that's what I say. Swamp ass, and I don't want to feel like that.
They don't have the same feeling that we.
Let me see.
I've
watched porn while I've had sex.
That ain't freaky.
But that's not really freaky.
That's something you do at teenage years.
Okay, we filmed ourselves, but not really filmed it. But we put it on the camera on the TV while we were having sex and watched it while we were doing it at the same time. No. All right. I'm trying to think of something.
Wait, Candy, what's the freakiest thing you've done?
Candy, give Angela a second after you get her
done. Hold on. Let me try to impress Candy. I don't want to make shit up. I don't know. I guess I'm very
traditional.
Yeah, I am. But I enjoy it. I had sex with oatmeal before. Like, I had oatmeal. Is that good?
Wait, what do you do with the oatmeal?
You don't have sex like with food where you put the food on.
But what do you do with the oatmeal though? I never heard anybody do
that. All right. It sounded like a good idea, but it ended up looking like somebody had an STD.
What did you do? Like, why oatmeal?
Where did you put the oatmeal?
We were at a hotel.
But where on the body?
Yeah, it's just warm on your body. Like, he ate it out of me and da da da.
You put oatmeal on your vagina?
I'm very healthy, Candy.
Yeah, but I'm saying you put oatmeal. That could give you a yeast, Candy.
Oatmeal.
It didn't.
Oatmeal's natural.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think of something. I'm going to be honest. Like, I definitely have good sex, but I don't do nothing like.
But what's considered freaky? Because I feel like even if you're having sex outside, I think that used to be considered freaky, and now it's just like
now
it's
having
sex outside.
What's the freakiest thing Cammy has done?
I'm not the freakiest one here.
Having a guy on all fours is pretty freaky.
Okay, you had number one spot. What's your second?
I don't have a dungeon.
I feel like you took the second spot. Huh? What's the freakiest thing you've done?
See, I don't want to make y'all look to be different.
Battle me, Candy. Okay, you try to call me out. Right. Come on, battle me. Me and Candy just not really that freaky.
I had a foursome.
Damn. Okay, a foursome. Was it three women and a man? Or yeah. Okay. It's good to ask. It could have been an orgy with men and two men and two
That's
women.
Just too much.
That's freaky.
You
That's
pretty freaky. Gigi now.
No, she had four. I'm at five.
She went.
I
like, was 5 points.
I think 5-on-1 is freaky, but I think having a guy on all four is kind of freaky. That's different.
But you that's not freaky for you. That's freaky for him more.
Yeah, true. I just feel like if you could get a guy on all fours, that's some freaky shit.
Now a guy like on all fours? Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Like, have I ever set the dick from the back?
I haven't.
You should try it. He doesn't have to necessarily be on all fours.
I just feel
there.
Like all the guys I've dated would never get on all fours.
You don't.
They'll
he don't have to be on all fours.
With their butt.
Yeah, they don't have to be.
What about grab it from the spoon
position? Okay, what about? I'm still thinking of things. Okay, what about blindfolds and handcuffs? Is that slightly freaky? I've done that.
Like, that's but like beginner freaky. That's beginner freaky.
Beginner kit.
That's like starter freaky.
That's the starter kit.
Starter kit.
Yeah, I'm trying.
That's the freaky.
What about handcuffs, blindfolds, and oatmeal?
Hey man, you gotta be beat with the oatmeal thing. Cause I never did anything like that.
You never did about your
let
body.
Let me ask y'all this, cause I had this conversation earlier. Have you ever, like, say for instance, been riding down the highway, right? Say, for instance, your man is driving, but you're riding him. You're sitting in his lap, but you're facing.
I did that.
You're driving while you're riding him.
I did it.
His foot on the gas, and you're doing the steering.
Yeah, I've done
that. I've never done
that. I've done that in Miami on 95 North at like 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
I've done it on 85 South in Atlanta. What about any of you?
That sounds dangerous.
It was fun.
Okay.
And it wasn't planned. It was so sporadic and random. We were actually on our way to like the house.
How did that happen? Right.
We were leaving the club. You know, in Miami, the clubs stay open till 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. We was leaving the club, hella drunk.
11, baby.
And we were on our way to the house, and I started sucking his dick while he was driving.
My pussy was just
dripping down my leg, and I was like, okay, I can't wait to get to the house. I'm about to jump on that dick right now. He like, right now. I'm like, yeah, right now. Pull your pants down. I mean, not pull your pants down. Slide your chair back.
Yeah.
He slid his chair back some, and I got on facing the same way. And then after a while, I'm like, oh, where do I put my hands? Oh, the steering wheel. And that gave me a, you know.
Yeah,
but
you was driving.
And I was staring.
On the highway?
Yeah.
95 North.
Y'all saw what happened to Teddy Pendergrass.
You got to do it at late when there's no cars.
Well, see, for me, it was 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning. There wasn't no cars either.
That's a perfect time.
Yeah.
All right, I feel bad about myself.
I'm not going to do that in rush hour traffic.
Joseph, what's the craziest thing you've done, damn it?
A threesome is the craziest thing I've done.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I'm over here learning. Bitch, I'm going to start hitting her up like, sis.
Girl, you got my number, girl.
I need to try this week.
What about you, baby? What's the craziest thing you've done?
I think my freakness is pretty average. I've had sex outside. Like, I've had sex in a bathroom in a restaurant. I've had sex in the car a couple times, shit like that, but nothing.
Okay, so I don't feel too bad because mine is on par.
I haven't used oatmeal yet. I might try that.
I should have saved my oatmeal story for another day then, Dave.
Oatmeal. You know what?
Oatmeal is not bad for you.
It's really not bad for you.
Y'all don't have sex with food?
First of all, I had oatmeal.
That's random. I had oatmeal. It was there.
Okay.
I guess, yeah.
Oatmeal, bananas, strawberries.
To me, ice cream, whipped cream,
chocolate
syrup.
What if you're lactose intolerant?
Grapefruit.
Strawberries.
Grapefruit's healthy.
It can burn.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
it can burn again.
Listen, let's just be clear. I'm very into like eating and drinking very good things so that people taste better too.
Because
I think you taste so much better when you have these fresh juices and all of that.
Yep.
But anyway, Candy, thank you so much for coming. JoJo, we're going to be watching you on the two-part reunion for Love & Hip Hop Miami.
Stay tuned.
Ooh.
Stay tuned.
She's not. She don't even watch the show. She can't watch herself.
Really?
Yeah, she's not enjoying herself this season.
Okay. Wait, don't know what the other people are saying about you behind your back?
I mean, in the Breakfast Club.
That's how you find out, like,
what happens
by watching it.
At first, I was, but then it was just like, it was just too much negative shit. And right. I felt like it was affecting my everyday. Like, it was just too much negative shit, so.
Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you? I don't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
Did this girl really put roots on you, or y'all was just talking shit? Did she really, like...
She went to Mexico to get her
roots. Stay tuned for the Breakfast Club tour.
Girl.
Now that shit real.
I listen to Breakfast Club every morning, so I'm
going
to
hear it. Bro, that shit was real.
She really put something on? Did you get it off?
Yeah, she prepped us all that
shit.
She
went to Mexico, because...
Did you go see somebody to get it off?
Yes.
How did you know you had it?
Of course. You know why? I was getting up every morning at like 5 o'clock in the morning, like jumping out my sleep, like something with the, like, and I had told my dad, I'm like, bro, for the past month at 5 o'clock in the morning, when I tell you like a clock, I would get up, my heart would be beating, I'd look at my phone, and I'd be like 5 o'clock every day. And then I told him, and he was like, okay, what's going on? Mm. And that's really how everything started. But really, you know, somebody that practices that, you know.
It's yeah, just, I ain't got time for that. That's like, yeah, people be going too far with this stuff on the shows, man.
That shit is a lot.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's
yeah.
why when the show, it just, when all that stuff started coming out, I didn't even want to watch this shit. It's too much negativity. Yeah. I would just wake up and just, you know, this girl that I fell out with.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are there times you felt like you couldn't watch Real Housewives because you were like, it's too much negativity?
I mean, our show is definitely stressful, but I mean, they like for us to blog or talk about the show, and it's like, there's no way I could really do the reunion mm-hmm. without watching no it because watch how would it. I
but
know
But I feel like Bravo is not as bad as VH1.
Oh, not at all.
Well, I mean, y'all have more physical fights. So,
physical,
yeah.
and right. I feel like it's just a lot more ratchet and dirty. Messy mm-hmm. and all that. Mm-hmm.
You better make that move over to Bravo.
Right. Wait, remember when I was trying to do the show with you guys?
Yeah.
Did you guys do it?
No. No, no, no.
Can we do it?
She's like, can please. We do a song? I'm trying to get
we
out of here.
We just had to talk about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Candy, when's the EP coming out? I know you just started working and announcing.
I got to wait. I don't want to make any announcements until I'm finished with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Still a work in progress.
Still a work in progress.
But it's happening.
Yes.
We waiting sure. for it.
All right. It sounds like I have work to do. And so do y'all.
We're going to have another talk.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
go to the dungeon. We got to get these freak levels up.
We got to go to the dungeon tour.
Y'all need to start doing like some classes.
We're going to the dungeon tour for Candy's birthday in DC.
I need everybody to come out to the dungeon, and everybody needs to come as their alter ego. What is your alter ego?
Her name is Ling Ling. You really enjoy her. okay. Ling Ling's coming to the dungeon.
Bring out Ling Ling to the dungeon.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much. I appreciate you guys for coming through. We have fun. I have some homework to do. You have homework too, Amy.
Yeah.
And so do you, JoJo.
I do too.
Gigi, we need you to chill out. No, I'm kidding.
Take it easy. She can teach lessons.
Candy, you might have a little bit to do too, you know.
Yeah, I mean, clearly.
You got some toys from your collection that you need to be
using. Out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know. But you know what? Not really, because those toys aren't never going to make it with Todd.
Todd's going to kill us, by the way.
Yeah. So Todd is definitely going to kill me.
Kill us.
Like, why the hell was you on there telling all your damn business?
Or he might be like, you know, now that they brought it up.
I didn't want to try that toy. Funny thing. This is what I find to be funny. So, you know, being on the show, whatever, you know, and all that stuff, you know, came up and they were like, oh, you're trying to take people to the dungeon, whatever. Do you know, every other day we have women walk up to us like, I want to come to the dungeon.
Ooh.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay. And they're not talking about the performance.
No. They're talking about the imaginary dungeon.
It's like, it's so funny. Like, people actually be trying to.
Bro, when I tell you, when I walked in there, I seen everybody from like the Instagram famous girl to my hairstylist to my cleaning lady. I was like, bro, hold up.
Everybody was in
to my cleaning lady. I said, yo, everybody was so into it.
Because that's it's dope. Fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely fun.
And like, it was cool because everybody was just letting go. People was just like in that bitch naked, like no fucks given.
Y'all need to put a fake car in there so people could drive and have sex like they drive in a car, but it could be more safe. Like a simulation.
A practice.
Like,
it could
practice. Nobody's having sex at the dungeon.
Pole position.
I didn't even try that.
You should.
Don't do that. It's dangerous.
I feel like it is.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
My gosh. Okay, wait. Have you ever given head while you're driving down the hat?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's different.
Have you ever gotten head while driving?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like the whole, you know, jumping on the other side. doing that while you driving in the highway. Maybe
but
not
it's
like a 20.
No other cars is super late. It's got to be like a
it
time.
It
got to
be at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Candy. Who gets the rag after sex? Do you get it?
We
or
take turns.
Okay. See,
right.
We were talking
right.
about that.
It
earlier.
Depends on the
on
situation.
On, right?
Yeah, like, it depends why? On the finito. Like yeah. How did it finish? Yeah. Then we determine who gets the rag.
Now both of us sitting there tired. He's like, all right, go
ain't no rag. We just laying in this shit.
Sometimes you guys just let it dry up, and y'all both. Lay there.
I want to clean it out, clean it off, make it fresh,
mm-hmm. and just go to sleep.
You wake up and eat it
and do it again, right? I mean, but if I got a mess all over my face, then I'm just gonna lay there and wait for you to come clean it because right. I'm not.
What if he does
it?
All on your face?
Yeah, like if he came on my face,
oh, okay.
Then go get the rag and clean the shit up off me.
Will you let him do that? Right. Even though,
I mean, sometimes it might be in my eye or you know.
Have you heard of actually?
No,
I heard of a
there.
Facial. They said that it's good to put it in your skin.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Is that
fake story? No, they said you gotta let it dry. Though.
That was a fake story.
Yeah,
you
that,
peel it off or something? No, that's a fake story.
I always heard that was true.
Try
no, yeah,
it.
Is.
It's
that was like a sex fact on candy coated nights before.
What, you could put cum on your face and
that is
still
good for your skin.
Yeah.
But I will say this: will you let him cum on your face even though you just got your lashes done today?
Yes, and guess how I would do it.
You cover your eyes.
Okay. Got to protect them lashes. Matter of fact, I'm gonna let him come on my glasses.
Yeah, she a trooper.
But isn't that tough getting cum in your eye? Like,
I mean, it burns. Be pink for a couple of hours, but then you be all right.
You get pink
look,
eye.
Now, I'm not messing around yeah. with pink eye. Like, yeah, no.
Don't
get no
cum in my eyes.
It ain't nothing.
Miss my eye.
You be mad as hell. Like, why would you do that?
No, you know what's the worst? When it get in your hair, but you don't know it because it's all the way back here and you ain't see it at first.
How did it get in your hair?
Like, you know, it gets messy.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's a shooter.
Yeah. He came in a long time.
Yeah, he's a shooter. All right, y'all. Well, again, thank you so much. I can't wait to go to Candy Show. We're going to report back and talk about everything that we saw and experienced. Next time I come back, I'm going to have more stories. Candy, next time you come on, I'm going to have more stories for you.
Okay.
All right.
I you promise. Know I'm going to be waiting to hear
FYI, this. So are you.
Yeah.
Deal? Is that a deal?
Wait, what other stories are
I don't
you
know.
Expecting?
You got to make your own.
Yeah, look, if I have any more stories, I can't tell them on the radio.
Okay, okay.
And so is JoJo. She need a good guy.
Yeah, well,
JoJo ain't getting
yeah,
a good guy.
I mean, you know, I'll keep trying to find some money.
She don't care. She don't want no good
you
guy.
Like what you
I
like.
I don't want nobody right now.
You need a reformed good guy. Yeah, you need a guy. I mean, a reformed bad guy.
You know what
you
I just tried?
You need a guy that
I
used to be a thug.
I call them NWE Nerds with Edge.
Nah, you know what I just tried? And it did not work out. Somebody younger than me. I was like, all right, if I can get somebody younger, I can shape them up. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Do all that.
No.
Why not?
No. They play too much.
Yeah. And then sometimes you got to teach them too much.
And you're still pretty young yourself.
Yeah, how old are you?
26.
Yeah. Oh, girl.
Oh, bitch, I'm old.
Dating a 19-year-old?
I'm an old soul.
Yeah, so you don't need nobody
younger. For you?
Like,
could he buy a drink?
Bitch, of course. Okay. I think he like. You know, I'm used to dating like way older men. So now I'm like, this time around, I swear, this is, just happened. I was like, bro, I need to date somebody younger. Maybe
no.
I can, you know, sharpen him up.
No.
All that. It can't work.
Is nope. he a rapper?
No, he's an athlete.
Okay, athlete. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
That's the problem. Rappers, athletes. Yeah.
That's what I was saying, right? I didn't go to church.
A lot of times to me, a lot of those athletes just like to say they've been with famous chicks. Right. So they love
facts.
They have like, you know, mm-hmm. they'll be having
they
three,
be lit.
Four, five of y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where did you meet Todd?
See, he worked production on the show.
Yeah,
you lying.
I'm not lying. We weren't supposed to be dating.
And so since y'all met, y'all liked each other, or it was like whatever.
Yeah, like
y'all were out of the country or something.
Yeah, we were right? in Africa, and I didn't really know him yet. I hadn't met him, and one of the girls that I was friends with on the crew was like, "Oh, you know, I don't know somebody that want to take you out." And I was like, "Who?" She was like, "Todd." I was like, "Which one of these guys is Todd?" I'm gonna figure out who it is. And when I saw him, he didn't even speak to me at first.
Aww.
So I was like, "That can't be. He can't.
Right.
You know, that's kind
right.
of true." But later, oops, excuse me. Later, he came and because he had to talk to me about something that show related or
sure
whatever.
Sure, he did.
No, 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 no.
He really did.
friend. You know, I didn't know him. I never met him. So it was like he had, they sent him to tell me something. And so we started.
He was probably like, I'll tell her.
We started having a conversation and it was actually his birthday that day. And so we were walking around and we were just talking and talking. They had a surprise party for him and I ended up hanging out with them there. And after that, we just kept talking. And at the end of the night, he kissed me, which I thought was like, okay, because most guys are intimidated. Right. They don't just go in on the first day they meet you.
It was his birthday.
He was like, he was like,
so I actually liked it that he was a little aggressive. I was like, okay.
Right. I like so, this. Like,
yeah. When we got back to Atlanta, we started hanging out, and that was a wrap.
You
now we've been married. We're about to have our 5-year anniversary.
That's amazing.
Next month.
Right before Candy got in a relationship or people knew about it, some guy had hit me up. He was a ball player.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
He played in the NBA, and he was like, so I really want to talk to Candy. Can you set it up? So I sent her a message. I was like, yeah, my friend wants to know. She's like, oh, I just got in a relationship. Mm. I was like, sorry, bro.
Gotta be quicker than that.
Too late. Yeah,
right. Too late. But, you know.
So it just happens out of nowhere.
Yeah,
the random expectation.
Yeah. And then, you know, you just gotta be open to, you know.
I think that's my problem. I don't be open. I'd be like, nope.
I think the most unexpected situations are the ones that really kind of change your life.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like the one where you wasn't even looking at him. Right. You wasn't even thinking about fucking him. And then you end up together. It's like, damn.
True. And he made the effort. That was cute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I mean, he was new to Atlanta at the time. He had only been there like a month. So it's like, I caught him right when he got there. You know, because most of the dudes in Atlanta,
once they get there,
it's over. They're going to run through everybody.
They ran through.
Yeah. It's a single
that's
town.
That's the thing, too. Right, you know? I live in Atlanta. I think that's what's rough.
I need to move. But I think the other problem is I feel like all the girls looking for the same dude. Everybody wants the baller. Everybody wants the ball player. Everybody wants the dude that's popping
camera. I don't want them. They follow me. I promise
but
to you, bro.
But that's for all of us, though. Right. You know what I mean?
Okay.
No,
so
you know,
that's what 20 girls are
You know, everybody that's kind of doing something, like all the guys is like, okay, yeah, I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her. So it's like, but everybody seems to want that same type of dude. And I feel like that's part of the problem. Right. Like, yeah, you know, all those dudes, they just feel like, oh, yeah, they can keep running through them. You know what I mean? They're not really looking to settle down, especially not in Atlanta.
Right. Get somebody different a chance. Get somebody different a chance.
I'm telling you, you need a guy that used to be a thug that's a business owner. Now.
Yeah, I agree.
Need somebody that got that thug.
You know what I'm saying?
You need a ghost.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a terrible example. Ghosts are still into these streets.
Yeah,
you know, I just feel like.
You need a ghost what they think he is. You need a, what's his name? Jamie? You need a Jamie. You need a James St. Patrick, not a ghost.
A James St. Patrick.
You need a James St. Patrick.
Or you need ghost son.
Oh, no.
Teach me the game, ghost.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, he'll come. He'll come. Just don't be looking for the same dude everybody.
So before Toddy was like chilling.
Before Ty, yeah, I was chilling at that time. I mean, I guess I was similar to you, or you know, single, still dating, you know,
and busy as hell.
Yeah, I was busy. I was definitely busy. I mean, I was just dating. I actually had gotten comfortable with being single, so I was really kind of like feeling like, okay, cool. Well, I'm just gonna be single and doing me.
Yeah.
And so I really wasn't like tripping about.
That's why I'm not tripping. Like, I'm chilling.
So it just kind of happened that way.
It's when you least expect it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Let somebody court you a little bit, you know?
Sis, listen.
Give it two
days. I go to sleep and I'm not stressed about. I feel like when you start dating, it's like, I don't want to start worrying about somebody else. You feel me?
Right.
Like when you start dating, it's like, why he didn't pick up the phone? Where he at?
See, that's the wrong guy.
All that, bro.
It'd be way too much drama. I'm so glad I'm not single no more.
That's why right now, like, it's like, bro, like,
all that.
Yeah, it's too much.
Like, I ain't got time for the games. Yeah. Like,
it's too much. And that Instagram that made everything worse. It's just.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like I be feeling bad, like for my single friends. I be like, man, y'all just got, it's too much out there. It's hard to.
You don't be trying to hook them up with none of Ty's friends or nothing?
Well, not really. You know, a lot of Ty's friends are settled down.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he has a couple of single friends. And, you know.
You hear that, JoJo?
But you know, once one of his friends dates one of my friends, it's over.
Now y'all in the middle
because
of
now it's like, we in the middle of that happened before, and then it's like drama.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
And then you can't, like,
you got to figure out who you invite.
Then the friend brings the other girl that drama. I want to come, then she's like, you can't come because he with the other girl. It's a whole bunch of shit.
It's too much.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now we really ended the show for real.
We
had a great time. I'm so glad that you made it. I was like, Candy's coming in town. I came right off the plane.
Girl, I took off work.
Right off the plane. Gigi took off from work.
I was like, Candy coming. I'm taking off. Because we usually film during the day because I work at night.
Oh, okay.
And when she's like, Candy coming, but it's at 8 p.m., I was like, I'm taking off.
That's
Candy.
Fine.
Yeah, she's taking off.
I'll be there.
Period. And she came straight from the plane.
I came straight from the airport.
Yeah.
JoJo came in this morning, so we appreciate it. We really do. It means a lot to us. Thank you.
I have fun.